Good day, dear friends. It's actually evening here in my home, and I sit in my front room with our two dogs and just thinking about my day. Scripture came across my sight earlier, and I wanted to just stop and ponder about it. It is Psalms 23, and it begins, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And I just wanted to stop there for just a moment and think about that. You know, we are filled with wants and desires throughout our day, from things that are so small to things that are very, very large. You know, I desire a cool drink on a hot day when my throat is very parched and thirsty. Or I desire a new pair of shoes, or I desire a new car, or, you know, there's just so many things that we can want throughout our day. Things that aren't really all that necessary, but they're just things that our heart wants. And, you know, I just wanted to stop and think about that. You know, there's a saying about, you know, there's a hole in your heart that nothing can fill, nothing on earth can fill except for Jesus Christ. And, you know, I think that's true. I think that there are so many people that are searching for things in their lives that to fill that void, to fill that hole. And until we realize that Jesus is the only thing, it's the perfect fit for that perfect hole, you know, we're just always going to be searching and desiring. Paul says in the Word that he has learned the secret of being content in all circumstances. And I think the Holy Spirit helps us to realize the things that we want to desire. My heart, I want to desire only the things that Jesus wants for me. And yet I fall short daily on my wants and desires. But I know I can come back to Jesus again and again and again. And the scripture in Psalm 23 goes on to say, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." And I think that's it. He leads me. If my heart turns toward him, if I desire for him to lead me, he will. You know, it says in his word, knock. He knocks, and if we open the door, he will come in. And that brings encouragement to my heart. Even as I sit at the end of the day and I look back over the day of the things that I desired, the things that I wanted, the selfish things that I fought hard to get for myself, and you know, I could walk away in shame, but instead I know that my Jesus loves me and forgives me and is going to set my feet on the right path again. So I just want to pray tonight as I close out my day, and I want to pray for you as well, wherever you might be. Father God, thank you so much for your word. Thank you, Father, that you have given us in our lives, in our heart, that peace that's the missing piece, Father, that only your Son Jesus can fill. Father, forgive us when we have earthly desires and wants and we selfishly turn toward those rather than turn toward you. Help us to turn back to you, Father, and help us to walk through each day looking and filtering through the wants and desires of our hearts. And help us to turn back to you, Father, and to live the lives that you want us to live. I thank you, Father, for everything. In your Son's name, amen.